It is written, men ought always to pray. There is a relationship between prayer and power. Join us every night for Midnight Prayers with Bishop Joshua Singh. Rise and shine, for your light has come. Stay tuned for Brunch Time Motivational Talk Show, only on Shalom FM. Serving the body of Christ, you are listening to Shalom FM, Cape Town, where listening gives hope.
Feels perfect. Other days it just ain't working. The good, the bad, the right, the wrong, and everything in between. Yo, it's crazy, amazing. We can turn our heart through the words we say. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Broken, live or die. So speak life. Other days my thoughts just fall apart. I do, I don't, I will, I won't. It's like I'm drowning in the deep. Well, it's crazy to imagine words from my lips as the arms of compassion. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Hope can live or die. So speak life.
Lovely, lovely day to you all. Welcome, welcome to your number one Christian radio station. This is Shalom FM, where there's always a way out in Christ Jesus. And this is your favorite number one transformational speaker, Sir Brian Koga, on discussions of life and so much more. I'm so excited. The song that recently played was by Toby Mac. It says, speak life in every encounter, whatever you do, whether it is by your words or by your smile or by the actions you make, you must speak life and give life to those who desperately need it. And today, I have an amazing guest, and I'm so excited. This is not only a brother, a friend, he's so much more, and I'm really excited. We've been meaning to do something together for a while, and this is the beginning of great things. His name is Tadiwa Denzel Munemo. Welcome to Discussing Life and So Much More.
Oh, thank you, Brian. It's a pleasure to be here. So excited. This is our first podcast together.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, excited. Yeah. I like that. You can sound that the man is really excited, a bit nervous, but feel free. This is so the idea of this show was that we have a heart-to-heart discussion while actually addressing the issues at the heart of the community. You see, Shalom FM is basically a community-based radio that aims to help people within different experiences. Yeah. So this is why we have different guests coming and sharing their life, their experiences, and there is so much wisdom that I'm sure that the audience are going to get today. So I want to give you this opportunity. I can obviously give an introduction of who you are from what I know, but I believe that you are the best person who knows yourself more than I can do. So I want to give you this opportunity to share with the audience who you are and to take it from there.
Okay. As Brian rightfully mentioned, my name is Tadiwa Denzo Munemo, and I'm from Zimbabwe. We come from the same country.
Yeah.
I'm currently working as a healthcare recruiter at night, and then during the day I design websites, and I'm doing some web hosting for people as well.
Okay.
So yeah, that's what I do. And I'm into tech a lot, so in this podcast you probably hear me using a lot of tech examples, because that's what inspires me the most.
Okay.
So,
Okay. That's like basically who he is. So I've known Tadiwa. We work together. In the recruitment company, in the recruitment industry. Though he has moved to a different company, but we still in touch. And Tadiwa is one person who I can really have conversations with. The Bible talks about iron sharpening iron. I get advice and wisdom from him as I share with them. So even in regards to technical stuff, IT and all, I actually go to him. He gives me so much advice and will really dive into it. Now, Tadiwa, I understand that you are highly passionate about IT. And I understand that some of our audience, when it comes to IT, they are a bit reluctant to learn or to find out, of which we're moving to an IT-based system and world. Yeah. So what would you say to someone? Because I know that you didn't start off just being interested. What really got you to love IT and what got you to that place?
Well, when I was growing up, I used to have some family members that were more well up than I was,
okay,
than where I came from. So we, you know, I would go to my cousin's places with my brother, and they had computers, which we didn't have in our houses. Okay. And, you know, they had a lot of gadgets. And for me, every time I went to my cousin's places, I would just go on the computer, just spend my time on the computer. Okay. And while everyone else was watching TV or playing games, I would normally end up finding myself playing with a computer.
Okay.
And then, yeah, it's just that. And then when I went to school, you know, in Zimbabwe, we have, in high school, you're told to choose a practical.
Yeah.
So I was told to choose one practical between computers, agriculture. So I chose computers. Okay. And my high school teacher actually told me that you should pursue a career in IT.
Wow. So he,
Yeah.
So he really made the seed that was already new. He saw it and he then identified with it and actually, you know, gave you the go ahead to say, this is your path.
Exactly. And I'm really grateful for that.
That's amazing. That's amazing. I didn't know that about that. You never, as we were talking in our general, we never actually got to that. But it's actually amazing that there are some people who identify gifts that we do not see in ourselves sometimes. And if we just take time to listen and to really, and I like what you say, that you had this curiosity. Even when you were young, to say you wanted to know more about computers while everybody else was playing. To me, this show is basically, it used to be, or it is, a motivational drive where we try to bring about motivation to say to people, you can achieve anything and you can start off from anywhere. And, you know, having a passion is one of the most important things in this life, because it helps you be able to have something to live for and to fight for. And when you have that, then you can really, you can find ways to attain it. And I like what you said about your teacher identifying that within you. Do you think that as teachers, do they do justice in regards to helping young people, especially from a Zimbabwean perspective where education is a big deal? But do you think that we actually doing well in regards to pushing people to do really what's within them, or we just tell them get grades and, you know?
Well, I think it depends on the teachers. You know, there are some teachers who are passionate about teaching people. Okay. Some people just teach for money or something, and then there are teachers who are actually passionate about teaching people.
Yeah.
So those teachers are the ones that can actually identify talent in people, what's good for this person and what's not.
And it's not really just the teachers, it's as the parents as well.
Yes, exactly, and the parents as well.
Because I'm sure in regards to your growing up, your parents, I want to just have a brief touch on that. Your parents, did they see the path of IT for you, or they saw something else? You see, on this show, we talk about everything in regards, we just talk like this, but it's trying to address the social issues as we just talk.
Yeah, Well, my dad used to sell some IT equipment.
Okay.
So for me, that was also part of the thing that gave you that drive. That drive, yeah, exactly. And he also, you know, he used to always encourage me, oh, the world is moving towards technology. So just always try to, you know, learn the most in technology.
Yeah.
And that's how I found, well, that's one of the other reasons why I found myself in technology.
Okay.
Yeah, and up to date, he always tells me to keep studying the new trends of IT.
Okay.
Mm, like, I used to be so reluctant about cryptocurrency.
Okay, yeah.
But then he is the one who kept on telling me.
Your father.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
He always told me, just look this up. It's something that's actually real, and it's going to...
be bigger than what it is.
Exactly.
It's going to really take over.
Exactly. So yeah, he keeps trying to help me in that. And I mean, if you are passionate about something, if your energy is towards something, everything else just comes to you. You know, like if you have a certain goal, like if you say, okay, I'm gonna use another example other than IT. Let's say you say you like soccer.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you always practice soccer, playing soccer, and people see you doing this, they will, obviously, if someone sees an opportunity for soccer, they will think of you first.
Yeah, okay.
So you always need to have that thing that when people see something, they think of you.
They need to know you, exactly. What you're all about.
Exactly.
I really like that. I love that. Martin Luther said, whatever you do, whether you sweep the streets so well that heaven and earth will stand and say they lived a great street sweeper. And I think it's the same. It's Martin Luther who also said that whatever you do, do it so well that even if you go to the forest, the world will make a path to come to you for what you can provide. So whatever you do, if it be your passion, if soccer is going to be your passion, IT, if ministry, if education, if there's so many things that you can do, but you have to really want it and be passionate and let the world know what you do.
That's true. And like, if you work hard, if you work harder than everyone else, you will obviously be on top of everyone else. Let's say you're at work and they give you a target of 100. If you do 105, you'll be better than most of the people. So it may seem like, you know, you may think someone is lucky or what, but not. It's just hard work.
Okay.
Hard work beats talent.
Any day, anytime.
And there's this other saying, people tell you to work smart and not hard.
Yeah.
But I don't necessarily believe in that.
Okay.
There are some people who are smart enough to work smart.
Yeah.
And then some people are not smart enough to work smart.
Okay.
So if you're not smart enough to work smart, then work extra harder than everyone else. Okay. And then you will
attain the smart CEO. I like that. I think I recently read something that says talent is actually overrated because someone says that you try something one day and you tell yourself, no, I'm not good at it, but you only tried it for one day.
Exactly.
Maybe it was just a bad day on that day. So you try again. You can learn. The more you practice, the better you become at it. And the harder you work, obviously, the better you get it.
Yeah.
And I think working smart means that you have worked very hard and you have, as you are working hard, you develop the system to say, okay, I don't necessarily need to put so much effort, but I can do it this way.
Yeah.
I'll still get the work done, but in a better way without exerting so much energy, which is smart. So basically, you get to a point where you become smart by having failed, but by having tried different ways and strategies and sitting to say, am I getting the results that I need to get, or should I do it in a different way? And then you get smart.
Yeah, no, I agree.
You agree, right?
I agree. Yeah, a lot of people tend to give up too early, you know, in the process.
Okay.
And the only way to succeed is through failing, you know. If you don't fail, then you'll never really succeed. If you try something and it works the first time, you should actually question yourself. Like, well, why? You know?
Yeah, exactly.
And
you spoke about, I always, as we discuss, I pick up certain things that I think are relevant to the audience and even to our discussion. you talked about trends.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the most important things that we always need to take note is or are the trends that are occurring in life.
Yeah.
Now, life is constantly changing and we're constantly growing. You may live on the same street, on the same house, but it is never the same person who stays there. So the world as it's changing,
mm-hmm.
we need to also adapt.
Yes.
We need to adapt. So I want us to come to trends in regards to technology and cryptocurrencies, because it's a big question on everybody's mind. Mm-hmm. And even as Christians,
mm-hmm.
we cannot allow ourselves to be blinded by religion. God says that if any lacks wisdom, let him ask of me and I'll give him. And the wisdom of this world is the one that is running this world. So even within a Christian perspective, I believe that we have to learn and we have to obviously apply the principles. We have to also be part of the changes that are happening in the world. So I want you to just, I'm not sure if it's going to be a big question for you, but to give the audience, because you brought this thing into mind to say cryptocurrencies, but I don't know what cryptocurrencies is. And I just need to know something in regards to that.
Well,
okay. I know it's a complicated question.
Yeah, well, cryptocurrencies, it's basically it's a currency that is not centralized.
Okay.
So, yeah, it uses a certain technology that doesn't make it centralized.
Okay.
So, yeah, so if let's say the three of us in a room, if I send you money.
Yeah.
How cryptocurrency works, the software.
Yeah.
Everyone in the within that
group within,
has to confirm that I sent you money.
Yeah.
And has to confirm that the money that I'm sending you is legitimate.
Okay.
So that's how it works. It doesn't have central authority.
Or someone who's like the auditor who says
exactly.
Yes, it's
so everyone has equal rights to it, you know, like everyone is involved in that way.
Okay.
And so people make money from it it's just an investment.
Okay.
So if you invest in cryptocurrency today and the price is $1, let's say you buy $100 and in 3 months' time it's now worth $5, then you will have about $500. Exactly. So that's how it works. It's more of a long-term thing.
Okay.
You just buy it and you hold it, and then you trade it if you need conventional money.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. So it's not really you know, some people do get scammed.
Okay.
And yeah, it's because they don't
really be careful.
Yeah. Yes, because they don't really know how it works. It's
okay.
Mainly people try to promise you that you're gonna make a lot of money from it.
Yeah.
Tomorrow you're gonna make. No, that's not how it works.
Okay.
Yes.
No. You touched on a number of things, and we're really going to break it down.
Yep.
Now, what you talked about centralized systems, a decentralized system.
Mm.
I'll just give the audience a bit of background to it. So what happened is, back in the past we used to have barter trading where I had a cow and you had a goat, and I needed a goat, and it was an issue having to exchange, because the things that we used to want were of different value when we looked at them.
Yeah.
So we came up with a way for us to be able to say, okay, your cow is worth this amount, my goat is worth this amount.
Yeah.
So let's make gold coins, or let's make silver. Let's have something as a form of exchange, as something with a form of value that we can use, that if you give me, then I give you the cow or the goat.
Mm.
And what happened is we had to come up with systems to be able to manage that, because it was possible for everyone to start making their own gold coins. So we needed to have someone who was a regulatory authority to govern and to help with that.
Yeah.
So we had the banks. That's where the banks came, and then we had the whole financial system.
Yeah.
But what now transpired is, because now the banks now had the power to make the coins, instead of just making the coins, I think we became greedy, or I don't know what happened, but they just started making coins. If they just needed, I have got the power to make money, if I needed something, I would not work for it. I would just simply make the money and go and buy.
Yeah.
So money started to lose value. We had inflation, we had depression, we had collapses and everything.
Yeah.
So this is what led to really the Bitcoin, where we said, okay, let's decentralize the system. Let's have something that is not regulated by one person who begins to control it.
Yes.
So, which is where we're actually going as the world. So, but anyway, there is so much that we can dive into in regards to cryptocurrencies and all. But I believe that we actually have to have a show for that particular subject.
Isn't there's it? A lot to talk about.
It's something else. Yeah. But I want to pick notes from what you just said.
Yeah.
You spoke about investment.
Mm.
You spoke about investment coming from a place where we grew up with little or nothing. And coming to a place where we are now, one of the greatest things that we actually need to do as a people, as wherever you are, is not to spend everything that you earn, but to put something aside for the future.
That is very true. Yeah, I believe every money that you earn, you need to you need to divide it.
Okay.
You need to have savings, you need to have investments, and you need to have money for your daily expenses.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm not really perfect at this.
Yeah,
but
no one's perfect. No one's, I don't think anybody's really perfect at it.
Yeah, but in theory, it actually works really well if you split your money. It doesn't matter how much you earn.
Okay.
As long as you split your money into investments and then you save money. You will be, you know, you will have a bright future. Okay. Like if investment is like telling yourself that, okay, this is, I'm just doing this to see what happens in 5 years time.
Okay. Yeah.
You're not doing it for tomorrow or the next month. It's like a long term thing that you actually do. And then,
it's really hard for us because the tendency is want to consume today.
That's the problem.
In the Bible, coming from, this is Shalom FM, so obviously I go back to the Bible once more as one thing that transpired. Jesus talks about a parable of the 10 virgins.
Yeah.
So these 10 virgins were basically waiting for a bridegroom. But as they were waiting, they had lamps that used oil. But some of them, five of them, the Bible talks about five of them being foolish and five of them being wise. The foolish ones had only oil for that day and they had no oil for tomorrow. So now when it became dark, they used up all the oil that they had. And then now when the bridegroom was now coming, they were now rushing because they needed to light the oil for them to be able to see in that day when the bridegroom came.
Yeah.
So what happened is they went to ask from those who were wise to say, can we have oil? And the wise told them that we only have enough for ourselves. Then go quickly and buy. And they had to run out of the house. And when the bridegroom came, he shut the door for them. So it's about planning for tomorrow. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. For example, we're coming from a recent lockdown. We're still in the pandemic. They're still talking of different variances of this COVID virus. So if you don't have money for tomorrow, let's say you fired from your job or you released or something happens to your business or your company, if you don't have anything on the side, you'll be in trouble.
Exactly.
And that is when you go running to borrow money and sometimes you don't really get that.
Yeah, I think the problem of instant gratification.
Yeah,
there was an experiment. I was reading this book and they said they took kids.
Okay.
They were still like under five or something. And then they gave them like some sweets.
Okay.
And then they gave them a task. So they told the other half that you need to complete this task first and then you get that sweet.
Okay.
And then well, they were trying to see, how the human mind works. And all. Then, out of that, some of them, obviously, just... They had the choice of just taking the sweet or completing the task first. So some did complete the task, and then they got the sweet, and then some just jumped straight into the sweet. So, a few years later, they found out that the kids who jumped into the sweets just without completing the task actually had a lot of problems in school, ADHD.
Yeah,
they actually suffered.
Okay,
with a lot of attention disorders and all that stuff. Yeah. And then those that went for
the task first.
Yeah. They did better in school and, you know, in sports and everything else.
Okay.
So it only goes to show that even up to
today,
as we are, as we grown ups, we don't necessarily always have to just spend everything that we have
into the sweets.
No. this, we must not do that. Yeah. It really, it ruins people's future.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that you spoke about instant gratification and the example that you gave about it, that experiment.
Yeah.
I think there's something that is so profound in fulfilling a task before you actually enjoy the rewards of it. Mm. Someone said that it is not the income that you get, but it is the person that you become as you go about attaining that income.
Yeah.
You become disciplined, you become a better manager, you become so well in everything that you do.
Mm.
So it's not just the money, it's not just about the money, because now I look at people who instantly win lotteries.
Yeah.
It's not, they just get the money and within a few months or days or weeks,
back to square one.
They're back to square one because you can give a million to a dollar mindset.
Mm.
That dollar mindset will spend that million to get back to the original dollar.
Yeah.
But a millionaire mindset, if you give him a dollar, you'll find ways to make use of that dollar until he gets his million.
Mm.
So we really have to work on our mindset and mentality. And with that, I think I saw something within the same experiment like that. So what they told the kids was, if you don't eat this sweet in the next 10 minutes, when I come back, I'll give you another sweet. I'll give you another sweet. Imagine that. So some kids were looking at the sweet the whole time, and they started running around the room to distract themselves from the temptation of the sweet until, you know, the 10 minutes was up. But some of them were like, you know what, let me, as soon as the guy left, like, 10 minutes is too far, let me eat this sweet. So instant gratification is something else.
It's actually a problem.
And the thing about instant gratification is when you have that fulfilled, and then you're like, was that it?
Mm.
And then you start thinking about, okay, tomorrow what then?
Mm.
You know, like today, we in South Africa at this point in time, or I'm sure all over the world, we have what you call the Black Friday, where everything is on 30% discount, on 60% discount. And if you went about the shops, it was hectic.
Mm.
People were buying and buying and buying. But the question that I have is, some of the things that you're buying,
do you need them?
Do you really, really need them?
Yeah.
Do you really, really need them? Are you, are they going to help you on your journey, attain your business? Are they, what value are they giving you?
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm.
Well, yeah. Like with this Black Friday, what I've noticed, the things that you actually need, you don't really get a discount on them.
You don't.
You don't. It's just, I really don't know how it works. I've never spent a single cent on
Black Friday.
Yeah, because I, like, you know, like when I need something, you, I just wake up.
You really decide.
Yeah. Exactly. Then I go and buy when I need it.
Mm.
I don't have to wait for Black Friday to buy something that I don't need. You know. If you need something there and then, and you should just go buy it. You know, you don't have to wait for
Black Friday.
For Black Friday to to.
So what it means is you actually being in control of your financial resources.
Yeah.
God has really blessed us. Yeah. The Bible talks about God giving you strength to attain wealth. But even in attaining wealth, he expects you to be a better manager, because you, if you look at when God had created man, Adam and Eve, he told Adam, he said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth and fill the earth, meaning to say that I've given you a starting point, but it's not enough for you to stay with what you have. You actually have to multiply it. You have to find ways. This is why I think Jesus, when he spoke about a parable of the talents, one guy was given one, the other was given two, the other was given five. The one given five went and invested and he got five more. The one given two went and invested and got two more. But the one who got one was like, my master is a harsh man, let me just bury it. Yeah. And when he comes back, I'll take it and give it to him. And when the master came, he said, you foolish servant, why didn't you put your money to the money market that when I came back, I would have more? You simply buried it. Get away from me and give it to the one who actually has more.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy, everybody can start. You can start with whatever you have, because one had one, one had two, one had five, one had 10 or 20 or whatever. It doesn't matter what you have, but it's actually about managing the resources that you have. I really want us to go back to, I understand that on this platform we speak to so many people, we spoke about so many issues. Mm. We are not limited to one aspect of our lives. We spoke about our passions, we spoke about finances, yeah, investments and all. But I want to come back to you having to get to a point where you do two things at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You talked about working a night shift and then in the afternoon working on your own craft, working on your web designing, working on your IT and all that.
Yes.
And I really want to dive into it, because I think that sometimes simply because we're working full time,
yeah,
we quit our dreams, mm-hmm, or we quit. So I want us to have a discussion along those lines to say, what advice would you give to someone who still has to work and provide for his family, yet he has a dream to be his own boss or his own business, or to, you know, work on his dream? What would you tell, and what sort of experience have you had in that regards?
I think if you have a dream or a passion,
mm-hmm,
as long as you put some energy into it, even okay, if you're working full time,
yeah,
you need to you need to just give some time to your passion. You okay, know, you can spare at least an hour.
Okay.
If your passion is, I'm always gonna go back to soccer. If your passion is playing soccer,
yeah,
and you're working full time,
mm,
after work you can always find a club to join and okay, just go for an hour, okay, play soccer, and then there's always enough time.
There's always enough time.
The problem is excuses and laziness.
Okay.
So the sweetest thing to the tongue are excuses.
Okay.
Like there's an excuse to anything. It's really easy to just give an excuse. When there's always, you know, there's always something that you can do about something. You know, without solutions there wouldn't be problems.
Okay.
So problems exist to be solved.
Okay.
You know? Yeah. So if you feel like you have a passion that you need to follow, just put some time, give it some time, 30 minutes a day. That's enough. I mean, as long as you're progressively
working
towards something, eventually you will get somewhere,
okay,
you know. But if you just make excuses and just say, I came from work and I'm tired, you're going to sleep and you're just going to keep
existing in that cycle.
Exactly. And the other problem is you end up having bad habits after work.
Okay.
You know, you can start drinking or you know, going out unnecessarily, spending money where you don't really need to.
Yeah.
So I just believe that you just need to put your energy
into it.
Yeah.
Laziness and excuses. You said excuses are the sweetest thing on a tongue,
yeah,
and that's so easy. You don't need to think a lot. An excuse is ready to come. It just comes natural. Like if someone asks you, why didn't you do this already? You have 10 excuses.
Exactly.
So it's I really like that. But you have to actually develop the discipline to follow through. And you talked about an hour or 30 minutes. It doesn't really matter, but just put some time to it.
You'll go a long way. You're better than someone who's not doing anything.
Yeah, true. And you spoke about having enough time. Time is such a big issue nowadays.
Mm.
I don't have time. I'm in a hurry. I'm always busy. But the question that I have for you, speaking to you, our audience, is as much as you're busy, but where are you going? What are you producing? Are you moving your are you moving yourself towards your future? Are you really propelling yourself? Because you can busy, you can be so busy watching Netflix the whole day. It's being busy. You can be busy sleeping. You can be busy doing nothing. Mm. But at the end of the day, after a year or 2 years from now, where will you be?
I believe I'll be somewhere where I didn't think I'd ever get to. Like where I am now, I'm at a place where I never thought I would be.
Okay.
So, and going back to, you know, having enough time, you say, people say time is limited. Yeah, time is limited to only to those who value time.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you look at Elon Musk.
Okay.
Yeah. Some people don't value time.
Okay.
So if you look at Elon Musk, he's got a Tesla. He runs Tesla.
Okay.
He runs SpaceX. He runs Neuralink. And he's got OpenAI.
Yeah.
All these companies are, you know, like the really big companies.
Multi-billionaire companies.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he has enough time to juggle all these.
Yeah.
And, you know, these are not easy tasks.
Yeah.
Going to the moon, creating electric cars. and he has enough time to do all that. And then someone doesn't have enough time to juggle a job and a side hustle.
Okay.
You know, it's the time is limited to those who value it. So I would say to Elon Musk, yes, time is limited because he utilizes it.
Okay.
But if you don't utilize time, then there's no, you can't say time is limited if you don't utilize it.
I like that. I like that. Elon Musk has the same 24 hours that we have.
Exactly.
All the greats in this world, they don't have an extra 1 hour or whatever.
Exactly.
Everybody has 24 hours, but it's really about what you use within those 24 hours. And God in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, he talks about there being a time for everything, a time to plant, a time to sow, a time to harvest, a time to weep, a time to smile. Mm-hmm. So what it means is in that period of planting, have you planted or you've simply made excuses?
Exactly.
And then when it's time to sow now, when it's time to harvest and reap, what are you going to harvest? So you really have to make use of the time that you have.
Yeah.
I think God gives us life so that we can use our life to be all that we can. And really nothing is impossible. If Elon Musk is running four multi-billionaire or more than that, going to space and doing electric cars, then he's simply a human being like you are.
Same
blood, same 24 hours, same oxygen that you breathe. Nothing really fancy about him. But he's simply someone who had the dream and who had the drive and the motivation to go for it.
Yes, yes.
So it's about being hungry, being willing to go for it, irregardless of how exhausted you feel. You spoke about having a full-time job and still a side hustle. What it means to me is having the mindset to say, you really want something badly enough that you tell you how your body feels to say, hey, relax, I need this.
Yeah.
And then you go for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it all comes down to discipline as well.
Okay.
Yeah. Like you can have goals, you can have you can have motivation, you can have you can even have money, you know, you can have anyone helping you out. But what matters the most, like discipline goes a long way in achieving your goals.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
And I like that you gave the example of Elon Musk, because what I know about him is he's not just focused in regards to his work, but even his family, he still makes the time for all other things.
Exactly.
He does.
He's got a lot of kids as well.
I know. I know. I know. That's why I'm bringing it up, because you working on something doesn't necessarily mean neglecting those who are around, who are around you. Because family still at the end of the day is important.
It is.
And you, I know you are a family person, happily married, and the baby is growing. And I want to, because the idea of this show is discussing issues at the heart of mankind and addressing all areas of our life, because areas are not limited to just finances, to work, career, to dreams and all, but all around. And I want to dive into something personal with you in regards to family. How is it for someone who's yet to get into it? How are you managing? How are you doing it? It's whatever you have in mind that you wish someone would have told you before you got into it, or before you have your first baby and stuff like that.
I think
I'm sorry if if I'm diving in too deep, but I believe that whatever you have overcome, you become a teacher to help those who are coming after you for them to be able to also overcome. This is the reason why I'm asking you. You may not see yourself as an expert, but you already are, because you are in there. So what advice would you give to those who are still planning to get into it, or who are in there but not really doing well and stuff like that?
I think the first step is to acknowledge it and accept it. You know, if you have a child, you must acknowledge it that, okay, I have a child, and this child is mine, not anyone else's. So that for me, you know, helps me every day go through that. I acknowledge that, okay, I have a child. I need to take care of the child. No one else is going to take care of the child if I don't. So acknowledging. And I think also trust goes a long way with if you're going to have a partner. You know, you need to be able to trust them that, you know, they'll be there
for you.
For you when you need them. Exactly. But also, as much as you need to have a partner, you mustn't, you know, if you want a healthy relationship, you mustn't develop a like codependency with someone.
Codependence.
Okay. Yeah. Like, you know, you should be an independent individual. And your partner should also be an independent individual. You know, you should. That helps a lot. Because if you depend so much on someone, you're gonna, you know, it won't be a healthy relationship.
You know, you become a mosquito that just sucks the blood out of the other person, yet not giving any contribution to them or to the relationship.
So yeah, I think just being both independent in your own ways, and you know, tell each other that we still need to grow in life. You know, I have goals. You have goals. Follow your goals. I follow my goals.
Let's help each other.
And the child also should also have their own independence. I think codependency is a problem, not just in
relationships, but so many things. I think codependency, I can take it from a perspective of employee and an employer, where someone is only solely dependent on the employer to the point that they cannot stand even on their own. And when employment ends, then there's a crisis and all that. So codependence is really not something that you should really have in your life. Obviously, we have to support each other, and we need each other, because no man is an island. But I think the only person that we should have codependence or solely depend on is God. We really have to put our trust in Him. I think something that I read, it talks about faith, and it says that F stands for forsaking, and A for forsaking forsaking everything else and only solely trusting on God. That is faith, where even irregardless of where you are and what you've attained or what you want to start off, you solely depend on God to say, God, I need to achieve this, and I need your strength, your wisdom, I need your help. And God really helps you, even in regards to relationships. You talked about responsibility in regards to you acknowledging and accepting that you have a child. I think in this world, we have so many fathers and mothers who forsake their own children, which is actually not good. It's really something that we need to address. And I like that you talked about acknowledgement. Many people don't acknowledge where they are or what they have. Acknowledging helps you be able to manage it better, be able to to appreciate and be able to do all that you can with what you have.
Yes, yes.
And I'm sure it's not easy.
It's not really easy. Nothing is easy.
Nothing is easy.
Nothing is easy. Yeah, it's you know, it has its challenges.
It has its challenges.
Yeah, but I mean, as long as for me, as long as you've acknowledged it, then any challenge will just, you know, you can fight any challenge that
yeah,
comes.
You spoke about problems. Every problem has a solution. You only simply need to find out the solution.
Exactly, yeah.
So even if your baby is crying, you find out why is this baby crying.
Exactly, and you get to understand the baby actually. Yeah. Like, and it's funny because, you know, I spend a lot of time with my daughter.
Okay.
And one thing I've noticed, as much as she's a baby, she behaves, you know, like adults. And I also noticed a lot of baby trends in adults.
Okay.
You know, like babies have a lot of, they, you know, like,
I
you understand?
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
So I really understand. I understand. And what I know about life is that we are all just babies in a grown-up shell or body.
Exactly.
And
yeah,
then babies are also grown-ups who are just in a, you
yeah
know,
that's absolutely true. Yeah. So it actually helps you understand people more.
Okay.
I mean, if you have a baby, for me it helps me understand people a lot more.
Okay.
And it helps me understand myself as well, like okay, this is where I come from. And you know, she's gonna be here at some point. And she's also gonna have her own children and stuff. So it really changes
your perspective, your whole mindset and mentality. I like that. I like that. And you being able to hold that baby and to know that that baby in your hand is solely dependent on you.
Yeah.
It's something else, because the same way that it's how God actually looks at us, we are His children. He's not like the fathers of this earth who sometimes neglect, but He is a father who's ready to come in whenever we need help. The same way that a caring parent will run when the child cries, that is the same way that God will come when we cry to Him.
Yes, I believe God also, like, He is a parent to us. And sometimes you may think that things are not going well for you in life, or like, why is this happening to me? And then sometimes God gives you these challenges, you know, so that you can grow.
Okay.
Yeah. If you don't have challenges, you will never grow.
Okay.
And so if you have a challenge, or God gives you a responsibility or something, just try to do something about it, because it's actually God trying to help you
grow.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that. I like that. And the Bible says that God is faithful, would not let anything above and beyond you come upon you. But with every trial, tribulation, challenge, whatever it may be, He will give you the strength to conquer it. It's like you standing a far distance away from your baby. And as the baby begins to take the steps and begins to walk, as much as she falls down, you are not going to run and pick her up. You still call her and say, "Hey, come here." And
exactly.
You clap hands for her.
And that's so the only way.
That's the only way for the baby to learn how to walk.
Exactly.
So in that, even in that sense, that's what sometimes God does for us.
Yeah.
But whenever you fall and the baby is now falling on the floor and crying, the father will not just let the baby cry, but you actually go and you pick up the baby and say, "No, good, you know, you did well."
Yeah.
And next time the baby keeps on growing. And that is exactly what God does, to say when we fall, He will come and carry us. And you know, but you obviously urge us to keep on growing. I think in the book of Deuteronomy, He gives a scenario of an eagle. When an eagle is teaching its children to fly, what it does is it picks them up and then it goes to the highest and then it drops them up. As the babies are falling down, it tells them, "Flap your wings, flap your wings, flap your wings." Sometimes the baby does, but it may take a while. The wings are not strong enough, and before the eaglet hits the ground, the mother eaglet will pick it up and take it back again until the eagle develops the wings and is able to fly. So which is basically what you even do with your daughter, to say you push her, you obviously keep encouraging her to keep walking and to keep trying. And even when she speaks in a baby language that you do not understand, you still entertain it because you want her to be able to later on develop speech correctly. So when she starts saying that, you still encourage her, which is what God does. But that baby has to actually do the work themselves. So irregardless of what God has placed in your life, the dream, you actually need to do the work.
That is
you true. Actually need to take action.
Yes,
which is where many fail.
I think you know, if you're spoon fed, then it's difficult for people to grow. Like, I'm not gonna say spoiled, but okay, like spoiled people are people who are like spoon fed and they don't get you know, they don't get the challenges. If they get challenges, they have their parents or someone who just solves everything for them. So it's for people like that. To grow, it's really, really difficult.
It is really difficult.
Yeah.
And when they lose those people who are really giving them that spoiling, then they're not able to stand on their own.
Exactly.
They're not able to stand on their own. Taliwa, I actually think that we're coming to the end of the show. It's funny that an hour goes by so quickly.
Oh, it does. It does.
And I think we touched on so many things. One thing that I always urge my guest or whoever comes to Shalom FM, especially on discussing life and so much more, is that I give you a freedom period where I give you a minute to give a message that you'd want the world to remember you for, or that you'd really want. I know it's quite something, but I'm sure at the deepest depth of your heart, you have a message that you'd want the world to know from Taliwa Denzel Munemo. This is your moment.
Okay, I would just say to everyone out there who wants to be successful, the only way you can be successful is if you have goals, goals and dreams, and you actually work towards achieving those goals. It's a quote from Earl Nightingale. He says that if you take a boat and you put it in a sea, if you control the boat, if you steer the boat, it goes where you steer the boat.
Okay.
So if you have a goal and you want to go there, steer the boat towards that what you want,
your destination.
And if you don't steer the boat, the sea will just take you wherever.
Okay.
Yeah. So you are in control.
Okay.
Of your mind, you're in control of your body, you're in control of your soul. Take control.
Wow.
You're on the driver's seat.
Wow. I like that. I like what you said, because I've seen that so many people, they make themselves victims when actually, yes, you may be a victim of the past, but you are not a victim of the future. You actually have to take control.
Exactly,
Taking control means taking responsibility. And I like what you said in Psalms 20 verse 4, David says, may he give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans succeed. Meaning to say that you actually need to have a goal. You need to have direction.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have intention. And then you need to be able to have a plan. If you're sailing your ship to India, you need to have a compass to say, okay, how do I get to India, or how do I get to this place? If you have no plan, you have no direction, every wind that will come by will toss you to and fro. Now, this is Shalom FM, where we believe that there's always a way out in Christ Jesus. We heard Taliwa Denzel Munemo on discussing life and so much more, and I'm sure that there are so many profound wisdom nuggets that you got, and I really urge you to get in touch with us. Remember, it's Shalom number one, Shalom FM number one on all social media platform, and send us an email at info@shalomfm.org, and the WhatsApp number is +27810269868. We are definitely going to have a follow-up show in regards to cryptocurrencies and all other things, but I believe that you have learned a lot. Now your part is to take what you've learned, to apply it, and to be all that you can be. This is Sir Brian. Much love. Wishing you all the best in all that you do. And like Taliwa said, take control of your life and God will help you decide how far you want to go, and God will give you the grace to go as far as you can. Have a blessed day. See you. Stay tuned on Shalom FM. Love you all.
It is written, men ought always to pray. There is a relationship between prayer and power. Join us every night for Midnight Prayers.